Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. U-Haul said they're going to stop hiring people who use nicotine in 21 states where companies are allowed to consider tobacco use when making hiring decisions. They have about 30,000 employees in the U.S. and in Canada, and the policy will only apply to current employees. So if you currently work for them, you're in the clear. You can keep on puffing away, and you cannot use nicotine or other forms of nicotine, like a vape or anything.
What do you think? Like dip.
Yeah, anything with nicotine in it, they're like, no. What do you think about that? I mean, I guess if the company's allowed to do it, they're allowed to do it. But I hate when people smoke at work and they waste time. Like, I don't smoke, and I'm working, and they're out, like, taking a 10-minute smoke break. I'm like, wait, you haven't worked for an hour today, and I have.
Well, I'm, like, allergic to smoke, too. So if someone is a heavy, heavy smoker, and even if they're around me, like, I get... But if you can, like, smell on them, I don't know.
What I don't understand is that, like, there's other forms of nicotine. Like, you can dip. There's even, like, nicotine pouches without tobacco in them now. There's, like, Nicorette gum. There's nicotine patches that people wear who are trying to quit smoking. And, like, some people, like, last on those for years. So it's, like, it's strange. Like, they're not blocking out smoking. They're blocking out just nicotine use, which is just, like, weird to me.
Maybe for insurance purposes.
Yeah. I mean, I actually think this is great because if anything's going to help someone, like, kick the habit, if they really, really, really need a job and they want this one, it's highly competitive. So maybe this will give them some incentive. A
lot of restrictions of what you can do. There's now restrictions on the sale and distribution of certain flavors of e-cigarette products. The FDA plans to, enforce against any flavored cartridge-based product other than tobacco or menthol-flavored ones. They say you have 30 days to stop making and selling these flavors. Listen, obviously you should smoke. Vaping, I understand it's an alternative to help you stop. Still, like anything you put into your lungs, it's probably not good except for pure oxygen. But I just hate that they're like restricting it. You know what I mean? Like if people are going to do something, let them do it all or let them do nothing. You're the person that controls your body. If you're going to destroy it, go ahead and do that. Don't tell me what I can and can't do. If I want to smoke crack, let me smoke crack.
Okay,
now this is something, if you're planning on having pizza tonight, you might want to check your oven. A North Carolina family had extra toppings with their pizza.
I'm a snake. I'm a slithery little snake.
Yep.
My favorite.
There was a snake on their pizza. This mother named Amber said, the oven started smoking, and I told my boys to back up so I can make sure nothing's getting on fire and make sure everything's okay. And she looked close. She's like, oh, my God, that's a freaking snake.
That's a snake.
That's a snake.
I'm a snake.
Yeah, you are. The family plans to bring in an animal expert to figure out how the heck the snake slithered into their house and into their oven. My thing is, how did it get in there? Because they put the pizza in. Did they not see the snake in there? Or did it, like, preheat and it's like, ooh, this is warm. Oh, it's hot. Oh, my God, I'm on fire.
That is so crazy. That's like the stuff, that's like nightmare fuel.
Yeah, you want to go on a diet? Put a snake on your pizza. And Pork Chop brought this up to me, and I still am a little skeptical, but let me know what you guys think about this. It's why you should write the year 2020 instead of shortening it to 20 on your checks or any kind of paperwork you're doing. According to the claims that are out there, there is something that you need to do, and that is not use 20, but do 2020 for an abbreviation. And the reason why they say this is, if you should do that or not, is because, yes, fraudulent people, fraudsters out there, will come up with ways to work around and steal your info, and they'll write, like, maybe 2017 or 2018 on there because they can change it. But I'm like... But I get that, but I still, even reading into this more and more and more, they're saying it just can be used for bad purposes. But okay, somebody has my information and they take it and I wrote 20 and they write 2019 or 18 or 2004. Like, what are they going to do?
No, that could change. It could change like legal documents. You know, for instance, Joe, I signed something the other day about our stuff here at work. So if I signed it 01, 02, 20, you could have written 18 after that. And then, you know, go turn it in and they'd be like, Pork Chop, this is from 2 years ago. We're not paying you.
Interesting. So just be safe. 2020.
So wait, you're telling me the company's trying to short me out of my money?
It could be anything.
All right. Let's just.
Any contractual deal, really.
Yeah.
Why did I not write 20 on my new contract? Darn it. Guess I'm stuck here
expired.
For a while.
Peace.
All right. You can see all of this. Joe's Need to Know News. Text JAM, J-A-M, to 52140. You guys ready for Song of the Day?
Yeah.
Ready.
All right. It's coming up after Tones and I,
Your
Dance
favorite.
Monkey. It is. I love this song. I like to throw things at Pork Chop when it comes on. Watch out.